Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game, so just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
Hello, all you positive heads. On this week's P-Head Posse episode, our guest is positive head listener Danny Felt. Danny is a music marketing coach and founder and creator of the Artist Plugin Program, an online artist development academy to help bring your music mindset to the next level. Hi, Danny. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Your brother was on this segment of the show a few months back. Mike Felt, or no, he went by Metaphysical Mike, right?
And, oh yeah, Metaphysical Mike.
Yeah. And he was just like, oh my gosh, my sister listens. She has to like be on here just talking you up. So I'm glad we could finally make it happen.
Thank you. Yeah. Metaphysical Mike, my brother, is amazing. And I'm so glad that he showed me about this. So yeah, thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, why don't you just, tell us a bit about yourself, like give us a bit of your background and what's been happening in your life up until this point?
Oh man, it's a pretty long story, but I'll try to give you the short end of it. Okay. So I started doing singing and writing and recording music when I was 2 years old, and then writing when I was 14. And I was just like, I'm just going to be an artist. Singing is going to be my path. That's it. And then I interned at this music PR company in London and realized how much I really love the business side too. So I started this music blog featuring different musicians, like learning all this advice from different artists, singers, songwriters, and producers. And, you know, it was just a for fun thing, you know, just like I'm bored one summer, I'm just going to create a music blog. And it kind of blew up and ended up having over 300 interviews and all these publicists were emailing me. And I was like a little like, wow, like this is actually like this could actually be something. So it kind of ended up turning into a business. I ended up creating a book from it with my ex-business partner, where we feature some of the advice. We also had like coaching questions in there and just like different advice from over 100 different artists. We did some really cool interviews with some of the founders of music companies like Benji Rogers from Pledge Music and Lou Playa from ReverbNation.com and Vice President of CSAC, Trevor Gale, and, you know, just building relationships with people in the music industry. So fast forward, I started a second company, which is more focused on just being a consulting agency and just helping musicians. And I've learned a lot about spirituality as well. And so I'm very into, you know, things related to music and spirituality. And that's why I love what I'm doing now.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it seems like there is such a you know, like a crossover between spirituality and music, right? Especially now, like more than ever, because like, do you see that at all? Like, is that, have you experienced that? I mean, it just feels like it's such an, from my perspective, it's just such a like amazing way of expression without like words and without and it's like something that we can all connect to. Do you see that at all in what you do, like this connection to spirituality?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the music industry, a lot of it is kind of breaking down and reforming. And I think a lot of it has to do with the consciousness and people just wanting to do what is in their hearts rather than just like for the business end. You know what I mean? Like they want to actually be true to themselves. They want to write lyrics that are more authentic. They want to use their music as a way to wake up the world and just really make people a lot more aware. And musicians really have a serious power and responsibility and influence, you know, with the world, with what they say, what the messages they stand for, everything. They have a huge, you know, they have a huge opportunity to really help inspire the world with their lyrics, their music, their messages, the brands they stand behind, you know, all of it.
Absolutely. That's, and as you were talking, I was just thinking, because I mentioned to you before we started recording that I've worked in the music industry for 6 years. And at one point I was a music manager, and I remember, you know, I had... I had all these ideas about the way that my artist should be. And I thought, you know, I wanted to give them a look, and I wanted to give them, you know, the branding, and I wanted to give them all these things. And some of them that worked well for them, some of them that was good for them. And some of them were very like strong in their vision. Like they had another vision, and they saw something for themselves, and it was not that. Like it was not the gimmick, it was not the branding. It was like truly like what was in their heart. And you know, it was funny because I remember getting in fights with them about that. And then when I got out of the music industry, and now I and then, which is when I had my like awakening, right? I looked back and I realized, oh, wow, like, no, they knew what they were doing the whole time. Like, they really have something to say. And I was actually like impeding that. So that was just coming up while you were talking about that. And I think it's so true, though. I think what you said is very insightful. So cool. So, yeah, what are you working on now? Let's talk about. So what is the artist plug-in program?
So I love spirituality, and I love marketing, and I love the music industry, and I love being an artist, but I felt like there was just a really big missing piece, which is the consciousness, you know, about being an artist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with all the crazy, not crazy, but a lot of the mental illnesses, you know, just in general, and suicides and depression, I feel like a lot of it is because people aren't in touch with themselves, like who they really are. And so I wanted to create something that would help musicians get back to their hearts and make people really aware of what they really wanted as an artist and what type of music they wanted to do, and really just like build their confidence and make them believe in themselves again, as well as teach them about law of attraction and just bringing things into their lives, how to manifest, and just tapping into their greatest potential so they could become the most powerful version of them. And, you know, when they have managers, when they have publishers, when they have labels approaching them, they have a lot more, you know, things to stand on because they already have a vision. They already know what they want. So they're not going to get just like distracted and, you know, be doing everything they necessarily don't want to. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. It makes a lot of sense. That's amazing. So
thank you. Yeah. I really just want to spread the message, you know, about, I want to be the change maker in the spiritual side of the music industry. Like there's a ton of courses out there that help musicians with social media, but I think mine's different because it's really about, it's really spiritual. We created a singer success guided meditation, which is like this really cool, like British voiceover person talking about visualizing success as an artist. And it's all about like them like listening to it and just like, you know, changing their subconscious by like listening to it over and over and over and just, you know, letting go of limiting beliefs, being really aware of the people they hang around and just, you know, changing their life for the better so that they can just be happier in general. It's not even, you know, just for singers. I mean, it's geared towards singers, but it will change singers' lives in every way, you know, not just in their music career.
I think this is amazing. And I think this is so necessary. Like from what I've experienced in that industry, it's so, so necessary because like you're saying, artists do get like jerked around a lot just because like they, you know, when they don't have that strong foundation within themselves, they want to listen. And there's so many people who want to tell them what to do. Like you said, from managers, mm-hmm. to publicists to, booking agents, et cetera. You know, everyone has an opinion and everyone's trying to get in their ear because they think they know best. But truly, from my perspective, the most successful artists that I know and that I've seen like rise to just explode and take on, you know, and their career take on a life of its own are the artists that never compromise their vision and just continuously like just didn't care about who left them behind or who said you'll never make it with this or et cetera. They just held the vision and just kept pushing. And, mm-hmm. you know, and like I said, in my experience, I've seen a lot of artists kind of abandon their vision to follow something that's trendy, to follow something that they think will help them, you know, blow up. And the other thing that I've seen quite a bit is this feeling like there's not enough, like the heavy competition. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, and I'm curious your opinion on this, like now it's kind of like, or I'm starting to see that it's kind of like, yes, to a degree there's competition, but also there's not, because everyone can be a successful artist and tour in places that another artist doesn't. Like there's no real limit anymore to your fan base, right? So it is important. It's so important now more than ever to just like you're talking about, it's like get clear on your vision, get clear on the fact that you are the creator of your reality, that you are the one orchestrating all of this. And you that way the competition doesn't really matter. You can manifest a successful career no matter who or what else is out there.
I mean, absolutely. The playing field is so much more leveled these days, but at the same time, you still need to have money to invest in your career, even if you're not being backed by a label, which most people aren't now. So, you know, that's also important. Like artists need to always still think about that, like how they can bring money into their life. But that's why teaching them, you know, law of attraction and that money isn't just about, you know, working hard, but it's about, you know, the consciousness and the energy you're in and the emotions you're in, you know, can bring you so much. And I've seen it so many times, like in my life over and over, you know, it's like things happen when you're just in a good place and just feeling good, when you're just doing things that make you happy, you will bring opportunities. Things will come out of nowhere. So it will seem, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
No,
well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, you know, on Instagram, you know, there's millions of artists on Instagram, but they can all create their own fan base on Instagram. You know, it's like, yes, there's a lot of pop singers and country singers and rock singers, but, you know, everyone can kind of have their own thing, you know, and it's all about building the relationships with the people now, you know, more than like the wall, the people like guarding, you know, the wall. I can't think of the word for it right now.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, they do have a huge opportunity right now. You know, they just need great products because I think a lot of artists just don't think about, you know, how they're a business. You know, they just think, I just want to create music. But, you know, that's why I love doing what I do, is just, you know, showing people they are a brand. You know, they definitely need to be true to their brand, but like they still need to have like professional photos and website and really, you know, treat themselves like a top artist so that they can attract that fan base that really respects them as well.
Absolutely. So is the artist plug-in program, is this a course or how does it work?
Yeah. So it's 4 online courses in one. I call it the Artist Development Academy, basically. So the first course is all about mindset. So it's all about helping artists learn about law of attraction. They create their own vision boards. They become aware of who's in their network and the positive or negative influences, you know, that those people bring into their lives, and kind of, you know, just become more conscious of who they want to hang around and who they should probably not talk to as much. So it's very like self-help life coaching type of module. And then the second one is online branding. So it's all about building your brand. So it's like, once you understand law of attraction and you understand how to actually manifest, then, okay, now you need to build a really strong brand and see yourself as a business. So teaching them how to use social media and content creation and figuring out how successful their content is or how original it is, and researching their competition. So it's everything that a business would do pretty much. And then the third one is networking. So that is just all about teaching artists how to network through social media, Facebook groups, and creating their own groups, and Instagram and LinkedIn, and just, you know, just all the different ways to build a community, to cross promote with each other, to get different brands to work with them, just like everything related to networking. And then the last one's monetizing, which touches a little bit about how to make money as an artist with touring, performing, songwriting, publishing, and being a social media ambassador. So it's like the full package of the foundation that artists need to be successful.
That is awesome. Yeah, that sounds very comprehensive. this is great. Like, I'm just envisioning, like, I know there's just so many artists and musicians in the Positive Head community. And just this seems like I'm thinking to myself, wow, it feels like no one's really done this yet. Like, this sector kind of this crossover of spirituality and music, this specific angle hasn't been approached yet, I don't think. So this is really, really cool.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to become more popular, you know, but I wanted to be one of the first to really, you know, create something different, you know?
Yeah. How can people find it, sign up for it? What's the deal with that?
I'm glad you asked. I actually created a special discount code for your listeners because I really want to help out anyone that feels called to this course. So if they go to artistplugin.com, so artistpluginprogram.com, and they go to the cart, they can type in Positive Head as the code, and they will get a 25% off. When there's different like ways to do it, there's payment plans, there's in full, but either way, they'll get 25% off up to February 11th. So definitely, if you guys are listening and you're like, this still is what I need, definitely go check it out, artistpluginprogram.com, and type in the code in the shopping cart, Positive Head.
Awesome. And is that one word or two words? Positive Head.
One word.
Cool.
Try to make it simple.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much for offering that. I feel like there are definitely people listening who should take you up on that. And I'm going to share this with some people that I know just from the music industry in general, because it's really funny too, because I think like the music industry, even people who are more in the music industry and not really in like this community, it seems like the artists in the music industry are almost like waking up like faster than the general population. Yeah. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I'm definitely starting to see some like sacred geometry on like album covers and just like different things. And I'm like, this is so cool. Like, this is awesome. Like, I think especially the rap industry should turn more conscious.
Yeah.
Like with their lyrics. I love when I find like positive rap groups or like positive hip hop stuff. Like,
have you heard?
I'd like to see more of that.
Have you heard of, I think his name on Instagram is like Official Gray, and he's like the vegan rapper, and his videos are like ginormous. Like, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith post his stuff all the time, and he just raps about being vegan, and it's like, whoa. So, and I've also seen like yoga rap start coming out. Like it's a super chill yoga. No, it's meditation rap. That's what it was. Yeah, it's cool. I think the rap industry is kind of starting to transform as well. So it's really interesting. But you know, like as I was talking about, I was like, it makes sense though, that musicians and the music industry would be more open to this stuff, because just to be a musician, you're already connecting to a higher vibration. Like that's what making music is. So you're already open to that stuff, kind of, you know, you're already channeling basically. Like that's what channeling is. I feel like making music, you're channeling.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like when I'm in the zone, I'm just like feeling creative. I'm just like, yes, God is so great. I can just like tap into this and have lyrics, you know, absolutely.
Do you play, did you say this? I forget. Do you play music yourself?
I sing and write.
Oh, wow.
I sing and write. I'm working on a bunch of different stuff. I'm always looking for people to write with as well. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I want to co-write, definitely contact me.
I have someone to link up with you. Remind me after we get off.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will. But I think that's why, I feel like I'm so good at what I do with coaching artists one-on-one and just like the program, is that I get them because I'm an artist and I'm still doing it and I'm living it every day and experiencing it. So it's like anything I'm learning as an artist, I can teach my clients and vice versa. So it's pretty cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. For artists, by artists.
yes, exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. Well, okay. So this is a question I ask everybody because it's a good one. What's one thing you think would benefit every positive head to know or understand as they continue on their own journey?
There's just so many different things I want to say here, but I'm going to say the one thing people should focus on is to never give up. And it's like when you are about to give up, that is usually when things are about to take off. So, you know, there's always going to be challenges, you know, there's always going to be roadblocks, but it's how we react to them. It's how we move past them. And everything is just here to help us grow. So you may think someone is being not nice, or you may think like, oh, I trust this situation, but it's all here to teach you lessons and to grow. And it ends up making you stronger, better, smarter. So never give up and be okay with challenges and welcome them and accept them and just move forward.
Love that. That is amazing advice. And it's so simple, but it's so amazing. It's so true. It's like, I think a lot of us give up very, or just it's in the past, I think for me especially, oh my gosh, I gave up on a lot of things. And looking back, I'm like, wow, like I really liked those things. How did I give up on them? And I think you're right. Like now more than ever, especially, it's just the time to just keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. So I love that advice. And especially with, you know, something else I was thinking about was like back when I was younger, I remember a lot of different parents telling their kids, like, you can't be a musician. Like, you can't be an artist. How are you ever going to make it? You know? And now it's like, well, you can. Like, you can. I don't think it's such a, like, weird, abstract, like, dream anymore. It's like, you can make a business out of this in many different ways. And so, so definitely take that advice. Never give up. If that's what you want to do, just keep pushing. Cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So last question I have for you is, do you have any fun or inspiring manifestation stories or stories of synchronicity that you'd like to share? Because we like
so
stories.
Oh, man. There's just so many different things. I mean, I can name some stuff that just happened, you know, after I wrote them down. I mean, I guess originally when I was learning, I watched the movie The Secret when I was in high school. And, you know, in high school, I had a really hard time. I went through a lot of bullying and I was always playing the victim mode. And one day my parents came up to me and forced me to come downstairs and watch The Secret. And they're like, you're not doing anything until you go watch this show, this movie. So I watched it and I was like blown away. And I was just amazed at the law of attraction. And so, you know, a couple years later, I started the music blog, and I really didn't know many people in the music industry back then. And so I just used to picture just being on the red carpet with all of these people in the music industry, like being at the Grammys and just being around Grammy producers and artists. And I was just like visioning, you know, and taking action and reaching out and just building my network. And now, like, years later, I wrote a book and, you know, I'm A&R for an indie label and, you know, I'm a music supervisor on this one documentary I got. And, you know, it just goes on and on. So I would say law of attraction is super powerful and visioning is a super powerful tool.
Love it. Absolutely. Yep. That's like, it's, I don't know. I just, there's so many similarities between us. It's so, so funny. And I know how it's, gosh, it's just so crazy, right? When you like have this idea of something and then a couple of years later, you're like basically doing it and you're like, whoa, like how did I get here? But it was all in your vortex. So
yeah, Abraham Hicks.
Yep. Abraham Hicks. Awesome. Well, anything else you want to share, Danny, before we wrap up here?
I mean, I guess I would say if you feel called to work with me, I am opening some one-on-one coaching sessions. So if anyone, you know, is listening to this and wants guidance and help with building their music career and setting goals and me opening up my network to different people, I have like a Rolodex of like over 40 different vendors so I can help people get producers and photographers and graphic designers, and it never ends.
Awesome. So, how do they reach out to you?
They can email me at Danny, D-A-N-I, at DannyFelt, F-E-L-T.com. Felt like the material.
Perfect.
Yeah, so they could do that. My Instagram is at Music Industry Mastery. My new company is called Music Industry Mastery because I wanted to create something really powerful and, you know, stepping into my power and everyone else's power and just helping people grow. So, yeah. And they can also go to DannyFelt.com, www.DannyFelt.com. So yeah, any of those ways they can reach me for sure.
Awesome. Well, if you're listening and you're interested, definitely reach out. This is super cool. I'm definitely going to connect you with some people, Danny. And yeah, thank you for coming on and sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing. And I will definitely tell other people to contact you for this because I know a lot of people that would be interested.
Perfect. Yeah, send them our way. We're always looking to grow. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome, Danny. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you.
Bye.